dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
6-7 softball here this afternoon on KNCA 103.9 FM. From Wathena, we bring you Riverside and Royal Valley down to the final week and change of the regular season. And a lot on the line for Royal Valley here as they're on the road at Riverside. A potential league championship is in their sights. If they win out their remaining four games, they will be crowned the Big 7 league champions. We'll dive more into that as we continue on, but thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, as we bring you this Big 7 softball matchup here with Royal Valley and Riverside. We'll dive into the lineups as we continue on, but just getting set to get underway. Royal Valley, the road team here today on the road. They'll bat first, wearing their all-black uniforms with purple and white trim. Right now it is a 10-win, 6-loss record for the Panthers. And the first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Athena Broaddus, is a little bit low for ball one. So Broaddus pitching here in game number one. She slaps one to the left side and shortstop making the play. And that was nicely done by Hallie Studer to record the first out. And a one up and one down here in the first. Kennedy Bryan up next, the second baseman for Royal Valley. Alyssa Ladson, the shortstop, will follow. Royal Valley playing some good softball here as of late. Three straight wins. They've won 8 of 10. 10-6 is their record coming in. 8-2 in league play. First pitch to Bryan upstairs for ball one. And next pitch is swung on and missed. One ball and one strike to Kennedy Bryan. Alexis Scott, the pitcher today for Riverside. Riverside comes in with a record of 6 wins and 10 losses. They are 2-8 in Big 7 league play. Next pitch, a little bit low. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Kennedy Bryan. Next pitch is hit towards the right field side. Coming on to make the catch is Alvarez in right field. And 2 up and 2 down. Nice play defensively out there in right field by Ebony Alvarez. So Alyssa Latson, the shortstop, batting from the right side, due up next. Alexis Scott trying to work a 1-2-3 frame, and the first pitch swung on and fouled away, left side. No balls and one strike here to Latson. This is the 11th appearance for Alyssa Latson. 39 at-bats coming in, a .436 average. 5 doubles, a triple, and a home run. She has driven in 6 and has scored 13 runs. This one is hit well towards left center field, and that's going to drop in and a one-hop to the fence. It's a gap shot and a 2-out double. Standing in there is Alyssa Latson, and that keeps the inning alive. Latson at second base with 2 outs, and the cleanup hitter, the center fielder, Devin Rodewald. The 61st plate appearance this season for Rodewald, a .407 average. She pops up the first pitch right side, jumping to make the catch is Cabri Alvarez at second base. Nicely done defensively, and the 2-out double is stranded right there. Half an inning in the books, no score. Back after this.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can can do for you today.
Did you know this is Community Banking Week? Everyone at Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this week. Community banks put local capital to work within the community. They provide employment for local residents and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. On behalf of the Union State Bank team and their 8 branches, they're proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of the 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift during Community Bank Week this week at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball continues here this afternoon inside the Big 7. Half an inning in the books, no score between Riverside and Royal Valley. Brandon and Kurt with you here this afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. A 2-out double stranded at second base in the top half of the first by Royal Valley. Home team Riverside up here with Alvarez, Studer, and Duncan, and then Whistler if one of those three are able to get on. First pitch by Athena Broadus is low. Or correction, it is in there, crossing the center plate for strike number one. It's Cabri Alvarez, the junior second baseman up first. Broadus, her next pitch is fouled out of play. And quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. This is a Riverside team that's played well out of league play, 4-2 in non-Big 7 games, as this one is popped up and landing in fair territory. This is going to be a infield single by Cabri Alvarez. Just like that, one on and nobody out. Just popped it up in between the catcher and the third baseman. In Schmidt, diving for it, couldn't quite get there, and it stayed fair, so one on and nobody out for Hallie Studer. First pitch is fouled straight back, and the count no balls and 1 strike. Riverside, last time out on Monday, they were swept by Jefferson West, those finals 9-2. And 15-11. Prior to that, they split with Nemaha Central. This one is popped up. Left side. Latson, the shortstop, makes the catch inside the infield for the first out. No advance by Alvarez at first base. And that'll bring up Nyla Duncan, the freshman catcher. So one on and one out. No score. Bottom of the first. Royal Valley won the matchup last year between these two. It was a 13-3 final. And the first pitch missing to Duncan for ball one. Here is Broadus. Fires, and this one is fouled straight back. No balls and 2 strikes, or now 1 ball and 1 strike correction here on Duncan. Fairly young lineup here for Riverside. They got 5 freshmen down the roster. A sophomore and a junior as well, and a swing and a miss there by Duncan. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabri Alvarez at first base, a leadoff single. And 1 out, no score, just getting going. Broadus, her next pitch, is grounded up the middle, off the glove of Broadus, and then able to make the play at second base. Good exchange between Ladson and Bryan, short to second respectively, to get the lead runner out. So a fielder's choice, and now 2 down for Ella Whistler. Runner at first, 2 down. Whistler takes 1 in there for strike number 1. We're down to the final week of the regular season, just a couple weeks out from regional action. Riverside will be hosting. This one is hit well, left side, but playable in left field. Catches made by Stidham, and that retires the side. So both of the teams here, Royal Valley and Riverside, getting a runner on in the first, but nothing doing on either side. No score after 1. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pretty breezy first inning. No score between Riverside and Royal Valley here on KNCA this afternoon. Of course, coming down the home stretch here of the high school sports seasons. Just a few weeks left here, and baseball and softball regionals coming up here and track towards the end of May. Got state golf for regionals and state tournaments coming up here in a couple of weeks as well. Well, we start here at the top of the second. Alexis Scott, first pitch in there for strike number one. Abby Robinson, the designated player here this afternoon for Royal Valley, takes one down Broadway. It's no balls and one strike. Max Schmidt, Madison Blackwood will follow. Next pitch outside, one ball and one strike. So again, Royal Valley, it's the Big Seven leaders right now with an 8-2 league record. A game in front of Holton, two games in front of Perry-Lecompton, including this one, just four games left in the regular season. If the Panthers win out, they will win the Big Seven League crown for 2023. This one is slapped to the right side in foul territory, but playable in the catch made by Whistler. And one up and one down here in the top of the second. Third baseman Max Schmidt steps in, bats from the right side. Schmidt making her 54th plate appearance, has a .245 average. First pitch by Scott in there for a strike. Other Big Seven League matchups tonight. You get Perry-Lecompton against Hiawatha. Jeff West is on the road at Sabetha. Nemaha Central's hosting Holton. Count now evened up, one ball and one strike here on Max Schmidt. Playing at third base here in game one. Pitch by Scott, low and inside. Two balls and one strike. Of course, the other side, you got Riverside and Royal Valley on the baseball field playing as well. Ground ball right towards the pitcher in Scott's fields, and a low throw is dug up by Whistler. Two up and two down here in the top of the second. Madison Blackwood, the right fielder, tries to keep this inning going. Royal Valley, we are breezing through this first inning and change. Both teams with just one hit so far. No runs between the two. First pitch in there for a strike. Scott's done a good job getting ahead early on in these counts. Scott fires the 0-1. It's high. And one ball and one strike. Blackwood, a .417 average. 17 of her 20 hits have been singles, but she does have two home runs. Now she grounds this one left side. Rooney at third. Nice throw across the diamond. Easy money. Three up and three down. Good stuff here so far for Alexis Scott and Riverside. 1.5 in the books. No score. Cyclones coming up for their second at bats here after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Tennyson State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Big 7 softball here this afternoon. No score. Bottom of the second inning. Riverside up to bat for a second time here against Athena Broadus in Royal Valley. Panthers again, if they went out their last four, including today, they'll be the Big 7 league champs. They're a game up right now on Holton, who's the defending league champs. Two games up on Perry LeCompton. Certainly, Big 7 softball has been very competitive here in 2023, but right now it's the Panthers' league title to lose here in the final week and change of the season. First pitch swung on and missed here to the sophomore pitcher, Alexis Scott. Broadus, next pitch a little bit outside here for the Cyclones. Ebony Alvarez will bat as well if one of those three are able to get on. There's a swing and a miss by Scott. One ball and two strikes. No score here, bottom two. Temperature-wise, very calm. Not much of a breeze. Overcast skies. Broadus, ground ball, right side. Playable by Bryant at second base. Easy throw to Henderson at first. And the first batter retired in the bottom of the second. Cadence Bruni, senior third baseman, checks in. That's from the right side. Part of the basketball team that made the run to the state championship here in the winter. First pitch is outside, ball one. It certainly was a heck of a run and ride for the Cyclones girls basketball team here in 23 and making it all the way to that state championship game. Second pitch in there for a strike, one ball and one strike. Broadus works quickly. There's a swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt there. Bruni over the top of it. Now one ball and two strikes. Riverside started the season pretty strong. But again, they have struggled at times here in the Big 7. They're 4-2 outside of league play. 2-8 inside conference play. Here's the two-strike pitch, and it's put out towards right field, but not moving a muscle there is Blackwood in right field to make the catch. And just like that, two up and two down. Mia Jackson, the freshman center fielder, now steps in. No score, bottom two. Nobody on and two outs. Both pitchers have been very sharp here early. First pitch by Broadus, a little bit high for ball one. Corner infield, fairly in. This one is popped up, playable. Right side, Brian, second base, makes the catch. Three up and three down, breezing through the first couple of innings here. No score between Royal Valley and Riverside. Back for the third inning right after this.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. So call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the third inning. Both starting pitchers have been pretty darn good here early. Riverside and Royal Valley here this afternoon. And the first pitch by Scott to Andy Clements hits her in the left shin, and she'll take first base. So Clements takes first base. Nobody out here. Top of the third. No score. That'll bring up Tyjah Henderson, the first baseman. Scott, first pitch. In there for a strike. Royal Valley trying to get on the board here first. Ground ball left side. Play it second in time to get the lead run. Nice play at third base by Bruni. Go down as a fielder's choice. And one on and one out. As we're back to the top of the order with Athena Broaddus. Grounded out to short, her first time up. No runs, one hit so far for Royal Valley. Here's a ground ball, potential DP. The play at two, and it gets botched away and kicked towards left field. And everybody's going to be safe. And that'll be an error. And now runners at the corners with one out. Henderson goes first to third on the air. And Broaddus at first base. And now that brings up a really the best stretch offensively in this Panthers lineup with Brian Ladson and Rodewald coming up here next. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner here at first base for Broaddus. We will see who the Panthers check in here. And that will be, taking a look at the roster here, Drew Probst. And the courtesy runner, Probst, at first base. And now we'll get a meeting on the mound for Riverside as the Panthers threatening to score here first in the top of the third inning. Runners at the corners with one out. Royal Valley 10-6, 8-2 in league play. Holton the game back at 7-3. Wildcats are 9-3 overall. Fairly Compton a couple back, 6-4 in league play. They are 7-7 overall. But again, if the Panthers win out, they win the league title. They had a chance to get on the board here first in game one. And Brian steps in, flew out to right fielder first time up. Pitch by Scott is low for ball one. Ryan, 1,000-point score for the basketball team. Had a sensational career as courtesy runner Probst takes second base without a throw. And now second and third and one out. So a base hit could score two. Here's Scott's 1-1 pitch, and it is hit into center field, right back up the middle. There's one, and there is two, and a throw to second base, not in time. It was kicked away by Jackson in center field. It'll go down as a single, and a couple of runs driven in there by Brian, and the Panthers take the early 2-0 lead. Henderson scoring from third. Probst the courtesy runner from second base. This one is hit left side, shortstop Studer, long throw in time. Now a chance for a double play at third. They get Bryan. So after a two RBI single, the Cyclones come back with a ground ball double play to end the inning. But the Panthers, nonetheless, get on the board first. 2.5 played, it's 2-0.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Panthers out to a 2-0 lead, bottom of the third inning. Coming up here for Riverside, it'll be Ebony Alvarez, Riley Stewart, and Cabri Alvarez. Three Cyclones due up here against Athena Broaddus. Two runs on one hit. There was a couple of errors in that inning, top half for Riverside, but a big hit. Kennedy Bryan, a two RBI single, getting the Panthers out to the 2-0 advantage. Broaddus' first pitch to start the bottom of the third. It's fouled out of play as Ebony Alvarez gets down 0-1. So you got Cabri Alvarez and Ebony Alvarez in the Cyclones lineup. Next pitch is low and outside. One ball and one strike. This one hit so far in the game for the Cyclones through two. They're down 2-0. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was outside the zone. And now it is protection time for Alvarez. It is one ball and two strikes. And Broaddus fires. Showing bunt, and it's going to be a strike three call. And the first strikeout for Athena Broaddus. Alvarez is down, one out here in the bottom of the third, and that brings up Riley Stewart. Stewart, the freshman designated player here in game one. Es Perez is playing in left field and doing the flex work here in game one. There's a foul shot down the right side, out of play. 0-1 here on Stewart. A 2-0 Royal Valley lead here in the bottom of the third. A little bit overcast. Next pitch, just a bit outside. And Stewart now even at one ball and one strike. Speaking of Royal Valley, again, they've played outside of the Big 7 as we get a ground ball right back to Broaddus on the mound and is able to rifle it over to first in time. Easy out number two. And back to the top of the order with Cabri Alvarez. That one goes down 1-3 for out two. But mentioning again, Royal Valley, outside of league play, they went and played at 4A number 1 Wamego a few weeks ago. They lost both, but both were close games, 3-2 and 6-0. Wamego again undefeated, number 1 in 4A. Panthers played them tough earlier this season. There's a strike here to Alvarez, who is not the only hit, but then just like the last out, right back to the pitcher Broaddus, a little ground ball out. She throws it over to first in time, and that is a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Panthers. So three now in the books. Royal Valley a 2-0 lead here at Riverside, back after a timeout.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
About a half hour in, we're three innings in. Panthers leading Riverside here on the road. A 2-0 score as we start the top of inning number four. Loyal Valley will send up Devin Rodewald. Her first pitch is fouled out of play. And an 0-1 count here. Alexis Scott still inside the circle for the Cyclones, trailing now 2-0. A 2-RBI single by Kennedy Bryan in the third, the big hit so far, and the difference in this game to this point. This one is slapped right off the mound and into center field for a hit. Barrel to the ball there. And Rodewald, a strong single right out to center, and the leadoff man is on here for Royal Valley in the fourth. Abby Robinson, the DP, checks in. Bats from the right side, tad bit open on her stance. Rodewald at first with nobody out. They show bunt. It's put down, but foul. And the count 0-1 here on Robinson. Right now for Royal Valley, couple of runs, three hits. They left one on in the first. Riverside, no runs and one hit, and they have left one on base. Next pitch, low and inside. Good eye there by Robinson. Now one ball and one strike. Kept the bat on the shoulder. Interesting to see if she'll keep. Maybe trying to put down that bunt attempt to get Rodewald up to second base. Scott's next pitch. Took a little bit off, but finds the outside corner. Now one ball and two strikes. The two-strike pitch, high and outside. Two balls and two strikes here on Abby Robinson. Royal Valley will close out the regular season next week against Sabetha at home. Riverside will be back here at home against Holton. There's a throw down to first base, and it gets into right field, and that's going to allow Rodewald to get up to third. That pitch was outside. The count is now full on Robinson. But that more than likely goes down E2, the throw by Duncan, the catcher low, and then skips into right field. Nonetheless, it allows Rodewald to get up to second base with nobody out. Now a 3-2 pitch is hit right back to the pitcher and snagged. Didn't have a lot of mustard on it, but nonetheless, it was a big out there recorded. Scott makes the catch, and no advance by Rodewald at second base. So that brings up Max Schmidt, the third baseman, grounded out to the pitcher, her first time up, swinging at the first pitch, and fouls this one just left of the line down third base, and out of play, no balls and one strike. So Rodewald reached on a sharp single to start the inning. Robinson lined out to the pitcher. Now this one is hit in the air, but playable left side. And the shortstop Studer makes the catch, moving to her left a little bit. Broad is stranded still at second, but now two outs. So Alexis Scott trying to work around that leadoff single in air, which put Rodewald in scoring position, and now this is a wild pitch that gets between the legs of Duncan, back to the backstop, and now Rodewald is up to third base. Madison Blackwood, the right fielder, one ball and no strikes, chance to bring home another run. A 2-0 Royal Valley lead here in the top of the fourth. And this one is hit towards the right side, playable at second, throw just in time, and it keeps the run from scoring. So a little bit of a threat there by Royal Valley, but no harm as the Cyclones get out of that pickle. We have played 3.5, a 2-0 Royal Valley lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Big 7 League softball here this afternoon. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. Cruising along here. Riverside coming up in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail Royal Valley by a 2-0 score. Kennedy Bryan, the 2-RBI single for Royal Valley in the top of the third inning. The difference so far in this ball game. It'll be Studer, Duncan, and Whistler due up here for the Cyclones, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Dina Broaddus, her first pitch in there to Studer for strike number one. Studer popped out to short her first time up. Bats on the right side, resting the bats. No movement on the right shoulder. Next pitch by Broaddus. Low and inside, 1-1. Just one hit for Riverside in the game. It was the leadoff batter in the first, Cabri Alvarez. They have gone cold with the bat since. Next pitch fouled away. Down the left field line. Now 1-2 here on Studer. Studer also big part that state championship run to that title game in basketball. And they're going to be one of the favorites next year, no doubt, in Class 2A. Next pitch outside, good eye there by Studer. Now 2-2. Defensively for the Panthers, Schmidt at third, Ladson at short. You got Bryan at second, Henderson at first. This one is hit well, left side, but foul. And out of play. And the count stays 2-2. And Broad is pitching, Clements the catcher. Stidham in left, Rodewald in center, Blackwood is in right field. 2-2 count, bottom of inning number 4. Good eye, low and inside. Count runs full here on Studer, 3-2. A 2-0 Royal Valley lead. Including this one here, 4 games left in the regular season. If they win them all, they will win the league title. This one is ripped, but just foul. Third baseline, just left of the bag at third. And we'll do it again at 3-2. So a battle here between Broaddus and Studer. A stronger portion offensively in the lineup for Riverside, and now this one is fouled out of play again. Bouncing up against the press box here. Do it once again at 3-2. Royals open up a series tonight in Minnesota. We'll have coverage on KMZA 92.1 there. Rope down the left field line, and that one is fair. Got an 8-9 pitch at bat, and Studer comes through with a stand-up double. Just the second hit of the game for the Cyclones. That one mashed down the left side, kept it inside the line, and now a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Nyla Duncan, an RBI chance here. Her team down 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Broaddus That pitch gets away and taken off, and getting there to third with ease is Studer. She'll turn and around third just a touch, but back. Now almost anything in play could get that run home. But getting to third base on the wild pitch. And the count 1-0 here on Duncan. So good chance here for the Cyclones to get on the board. This is popped up. This will not do it. It'll stay in the infield. Pops out of the glove. And the play at the plate is not in time. And that is an error by Henderson. Just straight up popped out of the glove. Right between home and first base, right on the line, it stays fair, and it's now a 2-1 game. So Duncan ends up at second base, just a routine pop-up. Pops right out of the glove of Henderson, a run is in, that is an unearned run. But it's now a 2-1 lead for Royal Valley. Still nobody out and a runner at second here for Riverside. First pitch in there for a strike on Ella Whistler. Whistler flew out to left her first time up. As Duncan at second base with nobody out. One across, it's 2-1. Royal Valley by one, but the Cyclones threatening for a little bit more here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-2 count, Whistler fouls. That one straight back. Broadus, next pitch, is swung out and missed, and a big strikeout there. Second strikeout for Broadus, and that brings up Alexis Scott. Scott, 0-for-1, a ground out to second, her first time up. One run is scored here in the inning. Royal Valley 2, Riverside 1. Duncan is at second base with one out. First pitch in there for a strike on Alexis Scott, pitcher v. pitcher here. And two teams in kind of opposite directions right now. Panthers have won 8 of their last 10. Riverside, they have lost 10 of their last 12. And now Henderson with a nice play at first, catching the line drive in foul territory, and that is out number 2. So after a double, an error, and allowed that run to score, a strikeout and a lineout, and now Broadus one out away from getting out of the inning with minimal damage done. And the first pitch low here to Cadence Bruni for ball number 1. Bruni, essentially a base hit, could tie the game. Broadus' next delivery is low and inside. So 2 balls and no strikes. Duncan still at second base. Here in the bottom of the fourth, a 2-1 Panthers lead. Broadus again, just missing inside about knee high, and it's 3-0. The double check, but I'm pretty sure between Scott's and Broadus, that is the first 3-0 count. And she comes back with a strike right down the middle. Bruni still ahead, 3 balls and 1 strike. Duncan at second base with 2 outs. 1 across here. Cyclones trailing 2-1. Ground ball into right field, right past Henderson. They will hold Duncan at third base as Blackwood got it in quickly. And now runners at the corners with 2 outs. So now it's Mia Jackson, the freshman center fielder, with a chance. Get that run home from third and tie the game. Jackson popped out to the second baseman, Brian, her first time up. Now runners at the corners with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for a strike. No throw to second, says Bruni, takes second without a throw. Now second and third with 2 outs. Count 0-1 here on Jackson. Rod is trying to get out of the inning with her team still in front. Next delivery is high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Royal Valley last year, they've already surpassed their win total from a year ago. They went 8-11. out to a regional semifinal before their season came to an end. Riverside won 8 a year ago as well. Next pitch in there for a strike, and now Jackson has to protect. It's 1-2. Bottom of the fourth, Royal Valley 2, Riverside 1. Cyclones have them right now at 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs. But a 2-strike pitch coming up. Just missing outside. And Jackson with a good eye there. Now 2-2. Big breath there by Broaddus. The 2-2 is high. 3-2. The count runs full with Ebony Alvarez due up next. Duncan at 3rd. Bruni at 2nd. 3-2 count here on Jackson. 2 outs, 2-1 score, bottom 4. In there, strike 3 call, and that will retire the side. The Cyclones threatening for a decent inning, but they only scratch 1. But nonetheless, they're on the board. It's a 2-1 Royal Valley lead. We head to the 5th inning after this here on KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the 5th inning we go. Big 7 softball here this afternoon. A good one so far. Royal Valley with the 2-1 lead. Here on the Cyclones at home. Alexis Scott back inside the circle. And we'll get 8-9-1 in the Royal Valley order here in the 5th. It'll be Clements, Henderson, and Broaddus. 2 runs, 3 hits so far for Royal Valley. 1 run, 3 hits for Riverside. So here we go. 5th inning underway. Scott's first pitch is a ground ball right side, fielded by the second baseman. A little bit of a bobble there, but nonetheless, in time to first. And a nice play by Alvarez for out number 1, and 1 pitch and 1 out, and that brings up Tyja Henderson. Henderson reached on a fielder's choice and scored one of those 2 runs off the Bryan single in the 3rd. Nobody on, 1 out, top of the 5th, 2-1, the Panthers lead. And Scott's pitch runs inside and clips Henderson, and she'll take first base with 1 out. 2nd hit batter here this afternoon. Now runner at first with 1 out, and that brings up the top of the order in Broaddus, who has also reached on a fielder's choice and is grounded out to shortstop. A 2-1 Panthers lead here in the 5th. First pitch is fouled back into the fence. 0-1 here on Broaddus. For the most part, though, both pitchers have been very solid inside the circle. Both teams have benefited from errors in this game. Next pitch by Scott, off speed and out of play. And the count quickly 0-2 with Kennedy Bryan due up next. The runner at first and Henderson, and 1 out in this 5th inning of play. Scott's next pitch outside. Now 1-2. In the other matchups in the Big 7 tonight, you get Perry LeCompton hosting Hiawatha. Sabetha's at home against Jeff West. Nemaha Central's at home taking on Holton. This one is hit well towards center field, backing up towards the fence, and it's a one-hopper right off the fence. over Jackson in center field. It is a double, and the runner stranded, or stays, I should say, at third, in Henderson. So it's a double right off the fence for Broaddus, and now second and third with nobody out. Now a courtesy runner again. We'll see Probst running at second base for Broaddus with their first hit tonight, a double. And for Broaddus, that is her fifth double of the season. That one right off the base of the fence and over the center fielder's glove in Jackson. Now big RBI chance here for Brian once again, who has driven in the two runs so far and now has a chance to potentially drive in two more. Second and third, nobody out. A 2-1 Royal Valley lead with one out in the top of the fifth. Count 1-0. Ground ball, playable, shortstop side, throw by Studer in time. It's a ground out, but a run is in. So a productive out for Kennedy Bryan. She has driven in all three. And it's now a 3-1 Royal Valley lead as Henderson scores from third. And Probst, the courtesy runner, has moved up to third base. But two outs, and now that brings up Alyssa Latson, who has an RBI chance here, and that one is just foul down the third base line. So a single here, but had a big courtesy run here, or insurance run, I should say. Right now it's a 3-1 Panthers lead. Brian has driven in all three. Runner at third, two outs. Count 0-1 here on Latson. Popped up. Good, difficult play, and it is a difficult play by Jackson in center field. She might have hurt maybe her left hand on that play. Running out there was Studer. Jackson was coming in right on the edge of the grass in center field, and that will bring in the run home, and it's now 4-1 Royal Valley. It was a difficult play. It would have been a low underhand kind of basket catch if Jackson was able to pull that one in. She was not able to. But nonetheless, right now, a 4-1 Royal Valley lead. Still two outs. Two big runs here. Devin Rodewald is 1-for-2 with a single. And takes one inside for ball one. Here is that 1-0. About the same spot inside. Now two balls and no strikes. Cyclones will have some work to do. That one is behind Rodewald, and getting to second base without a throw is Latson. Now runner back into scoring position with two outs. A 2-0 count, hitter-friendly count, or I should say 3-0 count now. Next pitch outside, ball four. Second time today that Rodewald has reached this via the walk. Now first and second, still two outs. A 4-1 Royal Valley lead. They have tacked on two here in the inning. Top of the fifth. Scored two in the third, now two here in the fifth. And the first pitch by Scott to Abby Robinson is in there for a strike. Robinson's 0-for-2. A foul out and a line out. She's got an RBI chance here. Next pitch low and inside. And the count evens up, one ball and one strike here on Robinson. Scott's pitch, ground ball, high chopper, but right back to Scott at third. She'll make the play to third, and that is the third out. So instead of going to first, she hits the lead runner at third, but nonetheless, Panthers get some damage done. So after we've played top of inning number five, two more runs across for the Panthers. They lead 4-1 over Riverside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Panthers, two more runs on a couple of hits in the top of the fifth. Their lead extended here against Riverside, 4-1. As we start the bottom of the fifth inning, Cyclones have some work to do. Ebony Alvarez will lead things off, batting from the left side, open on her stance. Broadus, her first pitch, swung on and missed. Alvarez struck out her first time up. One of three strikeouts for Athena Broadus here this afternoon. But a 4-1 Panthers lead, trying to get their 11th win of the year and 9th win in league play. Next pitch in there for a strike, and quickly Alvarez down, 0-2. Here is the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 4 for Broadus. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and 1 out. That'll bring up Riley Stewart, the DP, freshman, with nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And the Cyclones trailing Royal Valley 4-1. Here is the first pitch, a little bit high and outside, 1 ball and no strike. Stewart grounded out to the pitcher her first time up. Riverside got their lone run in the fourth. On an error by the first baseman, Henderson. Right now, 1 ball and 1 strike here on Stewart. Broadus inside the circle again. And fires. Just getting a piece, and now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Right now, as it stands, 4 runs, 5 hits for Royal Valley, 1 run, 3 hits for Riverside. A 2-strike pitch here. Popped up. Playable. Bryan at second. Easy money. Basket catch for out number 2. The 2 up and 2 down. Back to the top of the order. Cabri Alvarez. She is 1-for-2 with a single. She led off the bottom of the first with that single. Bats from the right side, open on her stance, a little wiggle with the bat above her right shoulder, swing and a miss on the first pitch for strike 1. Inning number 5, Broadus has worked 3 up, 3 down innings, or 3 up and 3 down innings in 2 of the 4 so far, has a chance to do it for a 3rd time here. There's a swing and a miss on a ball that was in the dirt, and quickly 0-2 on Alvarez. Broadus faced 4 in the first. She went 3 up, 3 down in the second. And then also 3 up, 3 down in the third. Faced 6 in the fourth. And has a chance for 3 up, 3 down here in the fifth. Next pitch high and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Alvarez. This is Cabri Alvarez. A 4-1 Royal Valley lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Broadus trying to go 1-2-3. There's a slow roller left side. Schmidt, the third baseman, a high throw, but an athletic jump and catch and landing on first base is Henderson to potentially save an error and record the out. Nonetheless, 3 up, 3 down. We head to the 6th, 4-1, Royal Valley.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow.
From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Big 7 softball here this afternoon. Top of the sixth inning we go. A 4-1 Royal Valley lead here at Riverside. Panthers 2 in the third, 2 in the fifth. Riverside's lone run in the fourth. As for Royal Valley here in the sixth, it'll be Schmitz, Blackwood, and Clements. 6-7-8 in the order here for game one. First pitch by Scott, a little bit low for ball one. Schmitz 0 for 2, a ground out and a pop out. Playing third base and slaps this one out of play down the first base line over the fence and foul. One ball and one strike. Big 7 right now at the hands of Royal Valley. If they win out their final two series, including this one today, they will be the Big 7 league champs. They're a game up right now on Holton. The Wildcats are playing 2 today at Nemaha Central. They certainly can't afford to drop one, considering how good the Panthers have played over the last few weeks. Ground ball right through the hole and into center field for a hit. So third at bat for Schmitz. Comes away with their first hit. And the leadoff man is on here in the sixth. So Schmitz at first base. Nobody out. And that brings up Madison Blackwood. 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. A 4-1 lead here for Royal Valley. In the sixth inning, first pitch by Scott is a little bit high for ball one. Cyclones can't afford the Panthers to score too many more. Good backhand stab there by the third baseman on a slow ground ball. Bruni hesitated to throw to second base and then realized she wasn't going to get the throw off to second in time. And by the time she threw it to first, the speed of Blackwood beat it out, so everybody is safe. Now first and second with nobody out. More than likely down is an E5, and now this one is hit well towards left field and right along the line. It is fair, and it's going to ultimately just be a long single and an RBI for Andy Clements. It is now a 5-1 Royal Valley lead. Schmitz scores from second, and they stop Blackwood at second base. So originally Clements had a heavy round on first base, was wanting a double, but Blackwood was held, so she had to run back to first. But a good start to this inning, and every run now for the Panthers seems almost like two runs. Now the Cyclones' bats have just been quiet here this afternoon, but now a 5-1 deficit. Still nobody out in this sixth inning. And it's Tyja Henderson now standing in with the count 1-1. She has scored twice. Reached on a fielder's choice, also was hit by a pitch. Now swing and just barely getting a piece of it. Now 1-2. So a hit and error in a single. Couple of singles with an error kind of mixed in there. Another run is scored here for Royal Valley, a 5-1 advantage here on the road. They have runners at second and first with still nobody out. Scott's next pitch is high. Good stab there by Duncan, the catcher. And it's now two balls and two strikes here on the number nine hitter, Tyjah Henderson. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and just got a piece of it, actually, to stay alive at 2-2. Royal Valley, two in the third. They scored two in the fifth, already one here in the sixth, and two on and still nobody out. A 5-1 lead here at Riverside. Ground ball to the third baseman, and play made by Bruni right on the bag to get the lead runner out, so there's the first out and a fielder's choice. And back to the top of the order with Broadus. So the third time today that Henderson is reached, but not officially in at bats. A couple times she reached on a fielder's choice and then was also hit by a pitch. She's at first. Clements at second. One out. Broadus hits it towards right center field, and that finds the gap, and that's extra bases. One run is in. And that is it. They'll hold the second runner at third as Clement scores. Henderson stops at third. It is an RBI double for Broadus. Drives in her first run of the game. Probst, the courtesy runner, comes in. It's a 6-1 Royal Valley lead here in the sixth. Brian, who has a single and a solid day. And now she ropes this one down the left field line, and that is fair. Brian trots into second base to score, and Brian is now driven in five today. It is an 8-1 Royal Valley lead. They are blowing it open here in the sixth. A two RBI double and a two RBI single in the stat book today for Kennedy Bryan. 8-1 Panthers. They have scored four here in the inning and still just one out as Ladson steps in and Scott throws a first pitch strike. Next one, low and inside. One ball and one strike. Ladson has two hits today. She has a single and a double. She also hit into a double play back in the third inning. This one is hit foul. Nearly got Rodewald in the on-deck circle. Had to skip out of the way. Count one ball and two strikes here on Alyssa Ladson. Ryan at second base, one out. Four have scored here in the inning. Panthers blown it open, now leading 8-1. This is hit towards shortstop side. Heck of a play there defensively by Studer to get the out. Moving to her left and then rifling one to beat the speed of Ladson for out number two. Runner advancing Brian to third. But now two outs here for Rodewald. Rodewald batting from the right side. RBI chance here in the sixth. First pitch swinging. Pops it up towards center field. It's kind of carrying right in front of the fence. Catch is made by Jackson. And the side is retired. But the Panthers add on to it. Through 5.5. An 8-1 Royal Valley lead. Bottom of the sixth. Coming up next.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machining, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Big 7 softball here this afternoon. Riverside now, they have some work to do. Just two more at-bats. They got six outs left here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Four runs just plated by Royal Valley. In the top half, it's an 8-1 Panthers lead. Four runs on four hits in that inning, including a couple of extra base hits. Kennedy Bryan has driven in five for the Panthers. But Hallie Studer has had a good day defensively. Also has a double and a run scored. Takes a first pitch strike from Athik Broadus. Just one run on three hits so far today. Next pitch low in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Studer, Duncan, and Whistler due up here for the Cyclones. In the bottom of the sixth, it's Royal Valley. Has turned it on offensively here in the last few innings. This one is hit well towards center field. Backing up is Rodewald, and it is gone. A straight shot to center field. A solo home run for Hallie Studer. And the junior shortstop gets one more back. It's now 8-2. How about it? A straight shot to center field. Just carried enough over the glove of Rodewald. Clears the fence for a solo home run. So Studer gets one back. 8-2 Panthers as Duncan steps in. She pops this one up left side. Foul territory and just getting down for strike one. Schmidt over there at third tried to get there in time, just could not. Six outs left for the Cyclones. This one is hits left side, but inside the infield. Shortstop Latson makes the catch for out number one, and the Cyclones down to five outs. That'll bring up Ella Whistler. 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Panthers 8, Cyclones 2 here in the bottom of the sixth. One out, nobody on. Studer did get one back with a solo home run to start the inning. They need a lot more of that to get back into it. First pitch by Broadus outside to Whistler for ball one. And a foul ball. Just clipping one off the middle portion of the bat there. Whistler evens. They count at one ball and one strike. Royal Valley, eight runs, nine hits, unofficially. Two runs, four hits so far for the Cyclones. A 2-1 count now coming up here for Whistler. Takes that one a little bit low. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rodas skips one in. Now three balls and one strike. With Alexis Scott due up next. And when you look down this Riverside lineup, they are certainly a fairly young team compared to the Panthers, who have quite a few seniors on their roster. And that one just missing a little bit high for ball four. And there's a one-out walk. And Whistler is on for a first time this afternoon. That brings up Scott, who's 0 for 2. So a runner at first, one out. So at least for this game one lineup, you have a couple of juniors. Cabri Alvarez, Hallie Studer, but Duncan's a freshman. Whistler's a freshman. Scott's a sophomore. Bruni's the lone senior in the lineup today. 1-0 count here on Scott. Jackson's a freshman. Ebony Alvarez is a freshman. Stewart is a freshman. Next pitch fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. Scott in the second. Grounded out to second. In the fourth, lined out to first base. Runner at first. One out. Bottom of the sixth. Here's a ground ball. Could be a double play. Second for one. Throw in time. Gets it. The traditional 6-4-3 DP, and that retires the Riverside Cyclones in the bottom of the sixth. So a run is in on a solo home run by Hallie Studer, but we head to the final frame. 8-2 Royal Valley.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Final frame, top of the seventh we go. Royal Valley leading here at Riverside 8-2. Game one of two here this afternoon. And for Royal Valley, again, they scored two in the third, two more in the fifth. They scored four in the sixth to really blow the game open. Now one more at bat to potentially add a little bit more. It'll be Abby Robinson to lead things off. She takes one low for ball number one. Robinson 0 for 3. Takes another one a little bit low and inside. Now two balls and no strikes. A foul out, a line out, and a ground out for Robinson this afternoon. An 8-2 lead here for the Panthers, controlling their own destiny for a league title in 23. This one is fouled just a piece off the end of the bat there by Robinson. Now two balls and one strike. Royal Valley, a game up on Holton in the standings, including this first one here. Four games left. Panthers, they need to win out, and they can secure that Big 7 league crown and take it away from Holton. Wildcats have been kind of the top dogs in the Big 7 in softball for the last few seasons, but it has been fairly wide open throughout the course of this year. Now Royal Valley has a chance to win it. And a leadoff walk here issued to Robinson, and she is on with nobody out. First time Robinson reaches, Max Schmidt will step in. Third baseman with a single and a run scored. 1-for-3 on the card today. Top of the seventh, an 8-2 Panthers lead. Scott's first pitch is fouled for strike one. Royal Valley's offense quiet through the first four. They had two runs on three hits through the first four, but the last two innings, six runs on six hits. Right now the count 0-1. Now one ball and one strike. That one a little bit high. Robinson led off this inning with a walk. At first, nobody out. Next pitch, low and inside, and Schmidt jumps out in front, two balls and one strike. Schmidt with the single in her last at-bat, now 13 hits this season. 11 of them have been singles. Now takes a strike here, two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2 hit off the inside part of the bat, and it bounces away from Bruni. Play at second, not in time. Boy, there was probably a lot of spin on that ball. Bruni played it on a hop right behind the bag at second and just kind of kicked away from her, and everybody is safe. Right now, two on and nobody out, and the Panthers threatening to score some more. Here's a pop up that drops right in front of the center fielder Jackson, and they're going to be able to get the out at third. It looked like maybe the shortstop Studer was going to be able to make the catch, and holding it second was Robinson and had to be sure that it wasn't going to be caught. And it falls in, but nonetheless, lead runner is out. Now one out, first and second, for Andy Clements. And she hits this one shortstop side. Studer to second, gets one for out number two. Now runners at the corners with two outs. So Schmitz to third, Clements at first. Two outs, top of the seventh, 8-2 Royal Valley. Bottom of the order here with Henderson, who has scored three times today without really an official at-bat. She has reached twice on a fielder's choice, and she was hit by a pitch, but has scored all three times she has reached. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Certainly don't want to allow the Panthers to get any more. The Cyclones having just one more at-bat. Ground ball, third base side, but foul. And an 0-2 count now on Henderson. Schmidt at third, Clements at first base. 0-2 count, two outs, top seven. Royal Valley leading here at Riverside, 8-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. And a big strikeout there on Henderson, retires the side. And a little bit of a pickle there, but nonetheless, Riverside gets out of it. But they need sixth in their last at-bat to keep this thing alive. 8-2 Royal Valley. We head to the bottom of the seventh right after this.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
One final at-bat for Riverside as we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's an 8-2 Royal Valley lead. And a chance to close this one out here in Game 1. Bruni, Jackson, and Alvarez do up here in the bottom of the seventh. Cyclones down 6. They got to put something together here. They had one run in the fourth, one more in the sixth. Royal Valley had four in the sixth and two in the fifth. Brought us back to work. First pitch in there for a strike on Cadence Bruni. Bruni singled back in the fourth. Also has a stolen base, 1-for-2 today. Brought us the righty. Bruni a righty, swing and a miss. And the count quickly 0-2. Eight to two Royal Valley looking for win number 11 on the season. High and outside, good eye there by Bruni. One ball and two strikes. Trying to go to 9-2 in league play. Came into today, three straight wins, and also winners of 8 of their last 10. Another pitch high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bruni trying to stay alive here in the bottom of the seventh. Their team needs to get something going. 8-2 Royal Valley trying to put it away. Here is the 2-2 from Broadus, and fouled out of play. So we'll do it again at 2-2. Riverside, they have lost 10 of their last 12 coming in. A 2-8 record in league play, 6-10 overall. And another foul ball on the right field line out of play. So Bruni got down 0-2, worked it back to 2-2, and now has fouled off back-to-back pitches. So certainly not making things easy here for Baradas in the first at-bat in the bottom of the seventh. The sign, swing and fire, and it's high. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes, count runs full. So a good at-bat here for Bruni. Can she capitalize and get on base? Down 0-2 to 2-2, back-to-back fouls, and then a high pitch there for ball three. Now the 3-2. Ball four, just missing a little bit outside, and Bruni does work the leadoff walk. Second time she's reached today, that brings up Jackson. It was 0-2. Mia Jackson, the freshman center fielder. 8-2 Royal Valley here in the bottom of the seventh. She shows bunt and pulls back for ball one. Pitch was a little bit high. Jackson popped out to second her first time up. That was in the second, and then she struck out in the fourth. Here is the 1-0. Shows bunt, puts it down. Broadus to first. And covering was Brian for the outs. Bruni does move up to second base, but a big first out nonetheless for Royal Valley. That'll bring up Ebony Alvarez. 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Runner at second base with one out. An 8-2 Royal Valley lead in the bottom of the seventh. Broadus trying to go the distance here. And the first pitch to the lefty Alvarez. She shows bunt, doesn't pull back in time. Pitch was a little bit low and outside, but nonetheless, strike one. These two will play one more. About 30 minutes after this one concludes, there's another bunt try and another strike as that one rifles right by. Bruni led things off with a walk, moved over on a sacrifice bunt. She's at second with one out, and Alvarez now down in the count 0-2. Broadus' pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And for a third time today, Ebony Alvarez down on strikes. And now the Cyclones down to their final out. Riley Stewart, 0-2 today, steps in. Popped up, this could do it. Right side, Brian moves a little bit to her left to make the catch, and that will do it. As Royal Valley wins it by a score of 8-2. We'll recap it and close it out when we come back.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Did you know this is Community Banking Week? Everyone at Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this week. Community banks put local capital to work within the community. They provide employment for local residents and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. On behalf of the Union State Bank team and their 8 branches, they're proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of the 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift during Community Bank Week this week at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, that'll do it for us here this afternoon as Royal Valley here on the road at Riverside taking game 1 of 2 today by a final score of 8-2. Panthers control. controlling their own destiny now with three games left in the regular season. They will play one more here against Riverside this afternoon in about a half hour. If you can make it out here to the ballpark, certainly do so. But the Panthers right now with their second game coming up here against the Cyclones and then their regular season finale at home on Monday against Sabetha, if they win out, they will be the Big 7 League champs for 2023. Royal Valley with the 8-2 win, now 11-6 overall, improving to 9-2 in league play. Riverside dropping to 6-11 overall and now 2-9 in league play. Let's run down the numbers again unofficially here for Royal Valley in the win. 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. And for Riverside, 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors, and they left 4 on base. A couple of highlights for Royal Valley. Kennedy Bryan had 2 hits, and she drove in 5 to lead the offense for the Panthers. She had a 2 RBI single in the 3rd. She drove one in on a ground out in the 5th, and then really put the hammer down in the 6th inning where the Panthers scored 4. She had a 2 RBI double in that inning as well. Athena Broaddus pitched the entire way, scored 3 runs, and had a double and an RBI as well, as Royal Valley again gets the win, 8-2. Highlight for Riverside, a solo home run by Hallie Studer in the bottom of the 6th inning. She scored both runs in the loss for Riverside. So again, these two are going to play one more here in about a half hour, but after today, these two teams will close out their regular seasons on Monday. Royal Valley will be at home hosting Sabetha, and then Riverside also back here at home as well. They will be taking on Holton. But nonetheless, big win here for Royal Valley, and one win closer to a potential Big 7 League Championship. Again, for Royal Valley, 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7. Riverside, 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. They left 4 on. Panthers now 11-6, 9-2. And Riverside 6-11 and 2-9. For Kirk Hillman in studio, I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week for more high school baseball and softball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.